we're going to end it with that.
Point of information. I believe part of that vote at the bylaw meeting, was it not that the audience or the people present were allowed or supposed to be able to ask the board members questions about their votes and about things?
I don't think that was. I don't remember.
Who remembers?
I don't remember. I was there. Let's see. Let's on the agenda.
We went to the discussion of. You're going to take two questions. Okay. Hey, guys, look. You know what time it is? It's 15 after 9 o'clock. I think it's 9:12. Oh, yeah. Why don't you make that right now?
Sorry, Mike.
Okay. Thursday, I was on a wake up call about 2 weeks ago before the last meeting. And talk to the listeners on the air about what I had a specific question, how they wanted to be, how they thought about the means of becoming voting members. And at that time, the invitation was extended to this group to come on the air to talk about the different models, because some folks had heard about the models and they wanted specifics. I would like to ask now for Thursday morning. Between 7 and 9 a.m., we have wake-up call. I'd like to ask for two people from each of the, there are two before groups, the KPFA supporters, the constituency model, the United Unity, and the hybrid. Could I please have two folks from each of those groups from 7 to 8? You can make a 10 or 15 minutes.
How about two and two?
What?
Can you just finish
one? The four groups each make a 10 or 15 minute presentation, and then that second hour will take calls. Two folks, you decide who it is, just let me know, and I'd like to know though tomorrow. If you can, send me an email. What? Send me an email, don't call me.
Call in rather than
being. No, I'd like you to be there. Tell me you to be there.
You usually want to be there.
Wait.
Can you just be there? Look, you know, I mean, you have to.
I wasn't going to want to talk to you.
Okay, this seems very straightforward, and it seems to be something everybody's been asking for. I just need to know the two names from each group.
Janet is a board member. She has requested that at least three people.
Two from each group. No, there's how many groups are there? Three. Hybrid, Uni Caucus, and KPFA. Right? I don't know what the other ones are.
Can you say it again, Johnny?
KPFA. Constituency model.
Unified membership.
Unified membership. And the hybrid.
Are going to back and people can come up to you and sign up to be on your program.
What we're trying to do right now, people can feel free to address the different model. I think that you heard what's going on in terms of the finalized model of the bylaw membership. But I think there should be a mandate in terms of how people start shaping their position already. And I think that what happened in Houston, and one of the mandates for the national board was discussion in terms of the KPFA model. And the hybrid model. So what we're going to do first, we're going to try to clarify those two positions. Okay? So we're going to start with.
Yeah, can I add something?
Sure.
This is the core of the discussion. There are no hybrid model or provisional model. Right, the latter has the right to look on selection to decide whatever model you present. Yeah. So this is a proposal that we look at this model,
right,
but that doesn't necessarily exclude other ideas.
Right. So that was expressed earlier. Okay, so let me start with, okay. No, you, because you can.
No, are we going to have a discussion about?
We're
going
to try to clarify first. So, Donna, can you just, I want to just clarify that people are clear in terms of what are the two positions from the National Board mandate in terms of the law to review those two items, which is the SFA and the hybrid model. Like the rate set doesn't exclude for other models, you know, other positions that are there that the lab can tell. Okay? But just for the people to be clear that, because I don't think that the people are clear about what it is that mandate means and what those positions are right now. So no, I don't think we are.
You want to take a vote on that?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
When you gave your presentation at the end, I thought I heard you say something to the effect that all of these models could be voted up, down, or around. And but at some point, I believe you called it convention of bylaws.
Review convention.
What I said about that was that at some point,
yes,
and let me be as clear as I can about this,
okay,
I hope sooner than later.
Okay.
This has already gone on here too long.
Right.
At some point, we will have new bylaws for this organization.
Right.
At some point after that, a year or a year and a half or 2 years after that, after we've been living with the new bylaws, there will be a convention or some mechanism that will have to be developed to review and necessary make modifications or changes in the bylaws.
I was wondering why Susan.
There seems to be my reading of this broad agreement that should happen.
I think we're going to look in fact right now, like a year later. That's what we
right. That's what I meant by bad convention, not at this point.
Okay.
At this point, we are, you know, hoping within the next period, I say within the next month and a half or so, being hopefully going to end up with new bylaws.
And these new bylaws, we fashion
on a process that began last March. They're coming out of these the bylaws. Most of the work has gone on in the bylaws revision committee and the five
committees. And they could include something from KCSA, something
they
from...
They do, to
I'm
some
not,
degree.
I'm just saying, it could include something from Washington.
They do, already. Most of the work is done.
Right.
The big controversial issue is this one, the model. Most of the other things have been hammered out.
Right.
The ice, the terms of office, the standing committee, the powers of the local station board, the power of the national board. Most of that stuff is, you know, it has to be tweaked and fine-tuned, but most of that stuff is worked out. And it comes from, you know, I can't remember now, you know, which model, which city first developed this idea or that idea. But it comes out of that whole process.
Let's go, Donna, can you just...
Can I just sort of like the Homeland Security Act. No one read that either.
As I stated in the meeting, in the ICNB meeting, I presented the model because I hope that when considering bylaws relating to the election of the LSB, the ICNB would leave room for this possible compromise proposal to be adopted by WBAI. I was careful to acknowledge that my proposal had not been presented nor discussed by the WBAI lab, the WBAI bylaws committee, or the WBAI unity caucus. Recently, the WBAI lab chose the constituency model over the KBCA model, an 8-3 straw poll with one abstention. The WBAI bylaws committee most recently chose the KBFA model, over the constituency model in a 28-10 straw poll with two abstentions. Altogether, 52 people expressed their preference in these straw polls, a very small proportion of the listener sponsors. The 500 or so signatures supporting the KPFA model on the petition circulated by the WBAI Committee for a Unified Membership are some indication of people's preference, but they do not necessarily represent the choice made in response to thoroughly explicated and discussed presentations of these two models. Were we able to have a discussion among a larger number of listeners of these two models and the compromise I offer, we might be able to agree on a compromise which could be supported by a larger number of listeners than either the KPFA or the constituency model. That was my hope, perhaps excessively idealistic. I mentioned the ideas in this proposal some time ago at the bylaws meeting in which we first discussed the Unity proposal following its presentation to the bylaws committee. I took from the Unity Caucus proposal those aspects I supported. These are: 1, the goal of increasing involvement in WBAI of underrepresented, exploited, marginalized communities. 2, setting aside seats on the local station board for these communities. 3, giving these groups the power to nominate to these constituency seats. The parts of the model that I did not support and others criticized as well, I changed, bringing it closer to the KPFA model. I did not support multiple elections, one for each constituency. 2, voters needing to vote in person. 3, voters having being restricted to voting in at most two constituency groups, rather than being able to vote for any and all candidates. This proposal was my own. I am not and have never been part of the Unity Caucus. It was only at the meeting in Houston that the interest of some members of the Unity Caucus in this proposal became clear. What I have just passed out, and I hope you all have read prior to this meeting, is the proposal I gave out at the last IPNB meeting in Houston. As I said in the email I posted on November 29th, this version is out of date for the following reasons. 1, paragraph 2 defining membership is no longer relevant because in the meeting I verbally accepted the definition of membership selected by the IPNB in Houston, which was described previously, so I'm not going to review it. So, whenever my text reads listener member, it should now read listener sponsor member. 2, I said 6 out of 36 seats would be allocated to staff, but this differs from the IPNB position on listener-staff ratio. According to their current thinking, for a 36-seat board, 9 seats, 1/4, would be allocated to staff. Notice I have not adopted their 24-seat limit for local station boards because I don't agree. 3, the second sentence of paragraph 4, any listener member may be nominated for a board seat by the signature of 50 listener members who are members of the same subclass as the prospective nominee, is no longer applicable since there are no subclasses of listener members. Rather, people seeking a constituency nomination could be nominated by 50 listener sponsor members who declare themselves, in other words, self-identify as members of the same constituency as the nominee. I have stayed with the 50 signatures rather than going to the IPNB choice of 15 because 50 indicates broader support within the community than 15 does. I think 15 is inappropriately low for all seats, including at large seats. 4, likewise the section forms and other minimum requirements for registration and voting is not applicable because there are no longer subclasses for listener members in this proposal. Now I'm going to read the proposal. Can I summarize it? There are two classes of members, listener members and staff members. Listener members are defined as we heard previously, the IPNB has defined them. There would be 36 local station board seats. 15 of these would be allotted to the 13 mission constituencies described in the constituency proposal. I'll list those if you want me to, but I'm not going to otherwise. 15 would be at large, and 6 would be allocated to staff. Now, the footnote, which was left out of what I posted, said, I have eliminated geographic constituencies because I do not believe that the political, social, and cultural differences between areas outside of New York are sufficient to warrant separate seats for New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, Connecticut, etc. So I think some representation of suburban areas on the board is desirable. I would hope that this would be an outcome of having candidates from different outlying areas in the at-large category. There would be only one election. All listener members would vote at the same time. The ballot would contain 14 boxes, one for each mission constituency and one for the at-large constituency. Each listener member may vote in all of the constituencies, although they are not required to vote in as many or as little as they want. For the mission constituencies in which there is more than one seat and more candidates than there are seats, voters can indicate their first and second choice, and the instant runoff method would be used to determine the winners. In the at-large category, if there are more nominees than seats, voters would rank their preferences, and the single transferable vote method of proportional representation would be used to determine the winners, just as in the KPFA model. Once the votes were tallied, the same process as used in the KPFA model would be used to ensure at least 50% people of color and at least 50% women are seated. That's really all I think we need to know. I just wanted to say, is Leslie still here?
She's still
home.
Well, I was confused about what this uniformity requirement meant. It was not clear to me whether that meant that you could specify this is how you have to do it, and some people, if they want to, can add this on, which is what this model proposes to do, or if it meant everybody had to do exactly the same thing. I don't think the ICNB made that clear.
Well, my understanding is that's what we voted for. That's what
right.
That's what the uniformity means.
Right.
The wiggle room is in the number of members.
If we vote for this hybrid model, and you got the support of the three labs, and the national board is agreed on that, I think that could be applied in the five areas. You know what I mean?
Isn't decentralization uniformity? Many things run that way. It doesn't mean it doesn't have a central board. So concluding decentralization, which leaves a degree of relative autonomy.
Listen, the thing is, this is what Leslie and Janice think the IPNB meant. As the vote of the IPNB stands, it would preclude this model, because this model, it wouldn't preclude this model, but this model has to be uniform across the five listening areas. But it can't really constitute, there's no room, according to their, what they have, with this model and the KPFA model. I was just saying that was not clear to me what uniformity meant, whether it meant could mean a list of
what it is.
It wasn't clear to me whether you, and I think it wasn't, I don't know if it wasn't clear, but what uniformity meant, whether it meant that all five areas have to have exactly the same procedure, or whether there's an overall procedure with some possibility of variation within that procedure allowed in different communities.
Are we talking about the racial categories?
No.
Just looking about engagement.
Talking about the election procedure.
The election, the vote and panel uniformity, like the would be the same rules for the five different areas.
Same rules.
There's uniformity. Does it allow, for example, for New York City area to vote to have the hybrid model, for example?
Uniformly means that the same structure of intellectual habits. Uniformity does not mean that there will that the bylaws will give guidelines, and then each five listening areas will develop within those guidelines how to do elections. That's not uniformity.
Right, but could the uniformity say that if the station area chose to have constituency seats, that they would be elected in the following manner, and the at-large seats would be elected in the following manner?
I don't believe that's uniform.
That's not uniform.
And then each station decides what its constituency
is.
The compromise that there would be options of categories to be selected in the local area, but our model was not even, rejected out of hand. So that was actually the compromise that we came out on Sunday morning, but they didn't even deal with it.
But you're going to
present it, right?
I
think I had asked you that same question in the beginning. Remember, I was pushing that question. Part of the summation was that, therefore, it was still, bottom line, it was still an open question as to whether or not the uniformity position would end up holding.
I don't think every sentence in the bylaws are, in that way, an open question. Until a vote is taken and two-thirds of the interim board and 3 out of 5 in the lab and the lawyer looks at it, so all that's done, everything is obviously an open question. But my best interpretation or understanding of where the present membership of the interim board stands is that there should be a uniform structure to elections in all 5 of the years.
They voted on that 3 times, and the first 2 times they did not vote for that. It was on the 3rd vote the next day that they got that passed.
I said, my understanding of where the board stands at this point, I just said about 12 seconds before that everything technically is still an open question. My best understanding of the overwhelming majority of the interim board right now is uniformity in the election. What I don't know is where all 5 labs stand on that. That's another realm.
I'd like to add, maybe one way to present it is to say that is their interpretation of uniformity, because it is not clear of absolute uniformity. Because if you say you're going to come
how long does this question really need to be debated?
No, I was just
like, how long do people want to keep this bylaw process going?
I'm not saying.
Wait, don't make that a dialogue. I think that we agree on that. I mean, this is an open question. I mean, we don't have nothing is finalized yet.
Nothing is finalized. A. B. I will do, and I'm only one person with one vote, I will do whatever I can to move us toward finalizing this project sooner rather than later. We are so late in the project.
You got
2 seconds.
Okay.
I assume that different constituencies would apply in different areas where there are different compositions of this.
Okay, that's not the point.
Question.
Well, One of the differences between KPFA and Donna's model is that in Donna's model, certain voters have rights that other voters don't have. Namely, voters who are given the right to nominate candidates in constituencies. All right? In KPFA, any voter can nominate any candidate. The procedure for nomination in KPFA is that if a candidate submits a petition with 10 nominating signatures, they can become a candidate. Now, the board has actually raised it, I believe, to 15. But in the hybrid model, only members who self-identify as members of constituencies in contrast to the hybrid model, and the hybrid model is presented in contrast to the KPFA model.
Yeah, but you're going to concentrate on the question of 50% diversity,
KPFA has a diversity requirement that at least 50% of the board be people of color, at least 50% of the board be women. That, and there's a mechanism that goes with it. That's built into the model. The mechanism is as follows. After the voting takes place, if it turns out that there are less than 50% people of color who have been elected, there is an adjustment process which moves candidates of color up to elected seats. The only limitation on that is that the people who are moved up into the elected seats have to have at least one-third the number of votes as the people who are replacing. All right? So it is guaranteed, assuming there are enough candidates, it's virtually guaranteed that in the KPFA model, you will have a board very similar to the WDAI board, which is 50% people of color, 50% women. Now, this is a very critical issue. What's critical here is the fact that there's a mechanism in the KPFA model. There are other listening areas outside of KPFA that, in terms of the board representatives and the labs, there is general support for a 50% diversity requirement. There is not support for a mechanism to ensure that. Essentially, what is supported in the other areas is a goal. This is true of Houston. This is true of Washington, D.C. doesn't even have a goal. They don't have any diversity requirements. So what this board has to consider is whether it wants to choose to isolate itself and follow its previous course of supporting its constituency model, or whether it wants to build support for a diversity mechanism. And in my view, that has to be built with the labs of KPFA and Los Angeles. And it has to be built around the concept of the KPFA diversity mechanism. If those three labs do not come together, they do not have sufficient support within the labs for a diversity mechanism. And if WBAI is not a part of that negotiating process, Los Angeles and Berkeley will probably negotiate with Houston around a diversity mechanism that is more of a goal than a mechanism. That, I believe, is the political situation that we face. In addition to that, the national board, I count approximately six supporters for a diversity mechanism on the national board at this time. There's the five former majority, six former majority members are still on the board. One of them has clearly stated he's opposed to any diversity. That's George Barnstone. Within the dissidents who were appointed, Teresa Allen, Jabari Zakia, and I'm not sure about Rob Robinson. I don't know if they support diversity in mechanism. They may support diversity in principle, but the mechanism is not clear. What I'm saying, what I'm leading up to, is that if you're for diversity, if you're for a diversity mechanism, there has to be a concerted political effort to build a consensus on the national board and among three of the five labs. If you don't do that, this lab goes on its own and continues to pursue a constituency model which after tonight will have been rejected by four or five labs. Rejected. And you talk about a uniform model. There's no possibility whatsoever that a constituency model will be accepted by three or five labs or by two-thirds of the national board. So this exercise of pursuing a constituency model at this time, in my view, is the worst thing that could be done if you truly support diverse boards throughout the Pacifica network.
Thank you. So for the people, the lab members, you heard the two positions. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to ask who second the hybrid model and who second the KPFA. And that's why, so...
Slow down a second. Now, what is it on the table to be voted on?
Okay, and the table to vote on is the hybrid election proposal based on the Unity Caucus and KPFA election proposal. That is by Donna Gold. That's what you got.
And
that's one.
Okay.
And the other part is the KPFA, which is in terms of the diversity requirement, 50% people of color, 50%, 50-50 women and men, and 50% people of color.
That's the KPFA.
In that position, you're not voting in terms of the whole KPFA model. You're voting with that two questions. Okay.
There will probably be a lot of people who spoke to the issue of the quote unquote constituency or inclusion model.
Right.
It would seem appropriate to add that to the. I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
right.
I think our board has not ruled that out. That needs to be one of the options in the voting process.
And I would like to get a motion that model be considered. I would just second it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Let's go one by one. So to be clear that it's second the position that the constituency matter should be included as a motion and it's second. So. Let me ask first.
Procedure. I don't hear any
I don't hear a motion for the two models that you have on the table.
Okay, let me just add this one in there. The first one.
I'm ready to wear.
It's okay.
You gotta put it on the table.
Okay, Errol, can I just let me just right? Okay, this three one. Let me just go and add. The procedures will be as follows. I'm gonna add who is second the hybrid model in the lab. Okay, who second the motion of the hybrid model from the lab? Who second that? The first motion here. Who second Donegal model?
Could you state what it is that we are trying to consider at this point?
Which is the model?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So is that clear? Okay.
Which of the models we like?
Right. You know, I tried to see. Look, if nobody second Donna gold model, we will eliminate it automatically.
Okay. Let me just see, because that's what I'm trying to understand. See, here's the question. Obviously, the hybrid model versus the KPFA model is qualitatively superior in several areas in terms of the representation, etc.
No.
On the other hand, if we don't second that,
right, it's gone.
Okay, if we don't second the KPFA, what happens to that?
Gone.
It's gone. It's not the KPFA model. We just brought it for that position. The position of the zona motion intent of the hybrid model machine just read, and you have a position about that. It's in paper. It's right here. She distributed.
Right.
And the other one is in terms of the 50% of men and women and 50% of people of color, which is the representation of the KPFA model. Okay? So
point of information.
That's part of my model. That's not accurate, Miguel.
Okay. So what is the accurate about your model?
I said that that the results, at the end of the results would be the 50-50 method would be applied to the voting results in my model as well. The difference is that in the KPFA model, everybody votes for all of the candidates. There are no seats set aside for constituencies, and the voting method is uniformly single choice, transferable, whatever it is.
Performing
representation voting. That's the difference in my model for that model.
Okay, this model.
Yes.
So, the people who second the Donegal model, please raise their hands. Somebody wants to adopt as a motion here, yeah, applicable. So it's gone. Nobody raised their hand. No support.
Yeah.
People who second KPFA.
I think what we're doing here, unless we find a way to arrive at some kind of either what Paul is talking about or some other stuff, otherwise we know what the result is going to be.
I know. So I tried to have that clear. Okay. People who second the KPFA model. Okay, it's second by that. So, and the constituency model is already second. So, people who are agree with the constituency model, please raise their hands. Okay, we've already had the constituency model now.
You're voting on the constituency model. Right. Okay.
People want to agree, please raise their hands. The constituency model. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait a minute. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. The KPFA model, 2, and somebody abstained. Okay.
Rashida.
So, I guess you got the answer.
There's a prohibition on race. There's a prohibition that appears to be in place against staff who are active at the station, sitting on the board. Now, the concept that you can sit on, but you have to resign, forgive me, the world of contradictions would then indicate that you are not staff if you resign your programming time or operational duties. So I would like to raise that again. I would like, our board was already on record at our retreat, but I would like our board formally to reconsider that it is imperative to keep that nexus to the station and to respect workplace democracy sufficiently to include active participating on-air or on-operational staff and members of the board. So
we're accepting new motions. There's a lot of new motions that we can
excuse
be making.
You can't make it. Wait till you're elected.
I saw your term.
Can I make a motion that any restrictions on any staff personnel be removed or not? Are they on? Are they
there's a prohibition on
the VAR lab is opposed to the prohibition against.
Can I just turn what I said into a motion?
Okay, go ahead. But that's what I'm trying to do.
That's
what I'm trying to do.
I think the wording is that any prohibition that staff members resign their posts in order to sit on the national board be removed.
Can I just clarify what it was
on air? On air.
Right. It was that any, in order to serve on the national board, if anybody had was on air, they would give up their on air. Okay, but that's different than staff. There are a lot of staff who aren't on air.
I'll say it the fourth time. Okay. Any on-air staff need not resign their posts if they are duly elected and should be duly elected to sit on the national board.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No. Okay. Can I second
it again?
Okay. People
want to meet. You're not going to have any discussion?
Not from you.
Question about that. Get the question clarification. Question about what the motion that we just stated by maybe. Did the people have any question about that? No question? Okay, you second? Okay. People, please raise their hand if you are agreeing to the motion that was just raised by Mimi. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Abstention.
Again?
Yes.
Nine.
How many is it? Nine. 2 abstention. All right. So that is abstention. All right. I just want to give you very quick 1 minute that you can raise the issue, and also Jim to 1 minute.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave Rockland County. I just wanted to tell you that we have emails from letters of support that I'd like to read. We support the constitutional model for the radio bylaws. We support the WDA lab, and we should be able to continue to be on the WDA about fair representation and down to earth democracy and Atlantic Sioux. I support the WDA lab. I support the lab. You've all been doing a great job. It's a good work. Since we will be unable to attend this Tuesday lab meeting, we would like you to include our names on a petition to indicate our support for the constituency
Louder.
I want you to get that truth out there.
And at the meeting, but you have my support, Gail and John, and the decision to
In 24 hours, we got 29 indications, signatures, and emails of support for the land. And now, 500 signatures in New York City, okay, and New Jersey, 500 signatures equals 20 signatures in Boston County because the population of Boston County is
20.
But you don't know that, do you?
You don't know that, do you?